The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Weg, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Kabaya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Emor. In this week's Parsha, we have psulim that are negeya when it comes to bringing karbanis. Namely, we have the psul of Balmum. The psul of Balmum, legabe the oived, the makriv, the one who's bringing the karban, he can't be a Balmum. And we also have that the karban itself can't have a mum. Simply speaking, unfortunately, these psulim are not negeya as manazeh. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan. Also, we don't have what we call a Bama. A Bama, we all know, it means that a person during certain tekufais was mutter, not always, but certain tekufais, it was mutter for a yid to bring karbanis on a Bama, on like a private mizbeach. He could bring it privately without bringing it to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, or wherever he is, he can bring a karban. This also, we don't have bizman hazeh. It's totally in different shittas in the Gemara, in Rishayim. L'maisa, that's the way we fear zech. We don't bring karbanis bizman hazeh. So simply speaking, these psulim are not negeya. However, the truth is that there is a type of karban that's mutter bizman hazeh, where it would be negeya to discuss whether or not these psulim apply. And that is a karban of a guy on a bama. Let me read to you some gemaras from the gemaras in Perek Paras Chatas. That's the last perek of Masechta Zvachim. The perek has a lot about bama. Let me just read to you about a guy being makir of karbanis. On Daf Kuf Tezvav Amabez, there's a braisa. Ad Shalei Hukam HaMishkan. The time period before the Mishkan was put up. HaBamais Mutares, Bamais were Mutar, VeAvayda BeBechayres. And Avayda was with a Bechar. The firstborns did the Avayda. What we read so far is really also a Mishnah. In Paras Chatas, it lists all the Mishnayos that are negeya for the whole perek, right in the beginning of the perek. So it brings this, Ad Shalei Hukam HaMishkan. But this braisa adds more to the Mishnah. So far what we read is a Mishnah. And on that Mishnah, there appears Mishnayos L'Harama that helps us understand who is part of this tekufa. When does this tekufa start? It says, Ad Shalei Hukam HaMishkan, until the Mishkan was put up. Until the time of the Mishkan, now, starting from when? Until Shalukum Mishkan, starting from when? The Pirush Mishnayos L'Rambam says, Sha'avayda la'ilam eina ela bebechayes, me adam va'ad Moshe Rabbeinu, alav ha'shalim. It sounds like this starts mamash in the beginning. So there we have it already, Goyim bringing karbanis. Because Adam Arishan, Nayach, and so on, they don't have the din of a yid. The truth is, even without this Gemara, we know that Kain and Hevel broke Karbanis, Nayach broke Karbanis. So we see the idea of Goyim bringing Karbanis. There's a different mashmais from a Gemara in Bechayres that the Tekufa that this Braisa and Mishnah are talking about does not go back so much. It doesn't go all the way back to Adam Arishan. Rather, it's starting from this Mishnah is focusing on Yidden. But either way, we have the Pirush Mishnayos L'Rambam, and like we said, we know from the Chumash the Nayach Brok Abanis. So let's read a little more. The Hakol Ksherin Lahakrif. Everything is mutter to be brought. It's talking about this Tekufa. It gives a list. Behema Chaya V'Oif. Even a chaya, a wild animal, zechar munakeves, temimim ubalimumin, even a balmum. Now we know that a Yid's Karban is never going to be mutter to bring a Baal Mom. This is something special. That Tekufa actually hook on Mishkan. Tahir in Avaloi Temein. Vedafka kosher animals. Not Temein, not kosher animals. So going like the Pirish Rishayis, La Rambam, we see that a Gaya Shikarban, actually hook on Mishkan, even a Baal Mum, an animal which is a Baal Mum, could be brought. Mishnah continues. The Braisa, I mean, continues. And so on and so forth. And it ends off as follows. The Nochrim Bizman Hazeh Goyim, in today's times, Rashoin Lasis Kain, it's mutter for them to do this. That means the time period of Achal Yekom HaMishkan, Goyim are bringing Karbanis, don't think that that stopped. That never stopped. That may have stopped for Yidden. For Yidden it may have changed. You don't have any more that you could bring a Chaya, a Baal Mum. However, Goyim Bizman Hazeh are still mutter to do this. And we see that Goyim, it's mutter for them to bring Karbanis on Obama. We have Goyim back then, and we have Goyim today, bringing Karbanis. Let me read to you a little more. Next blot over. Kufta Zayin of these. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Asi. Aser L'sayan. It's Aser to help a Goy bring his own Karban. V'la'asa Yishli Chuzan. Amar Rabba Uvela Ayrinu Lehu Shari. But you could teach them. You could educate them. And he brings a story. Ki had Ifra Hormuz. If for Hormuz, he made the Shvar Malka. Shadra Karbana L'Rava, she sent the Karban to Rava. Shalchalei, she said to him, Askua, Nehalei L'Shem Shemayim, please bring my Karban to Hashem. What should he do? He has a Karban now from a guy. Bizman Hazeh, what should he do? Amar L'Rav Safra, L'Rav Acha Bar Huna, Zilu, go. He told Rav Safra, R'Rav Acha Bar Huna, to go, V'dabru Trei Omei Goloi. Go arrange two Omei Goloi. What does that mean? Rashi says, Omei Goloi, take two Avdikei Chavim that are Bachar and Bnei Gil Echad, that are the same age, Chikin Naila Davar. That makes it look nice. It's a hider. Makes it look nice. What should they do? Basically, they should bring it as a carbon. He told them exactly what to do, what to get. V'chulu v'chulu, etc. V'askua Nehalei L'Shem Shemayim. And bring it up to Hashem. So basically, he arranged a Gaisha carbon. So it comes out as follows. Imagine you have an acquaintance, a guy, and he calls you up, and he says, I would love to bring a karban to the Yiddish Hashem. Could I please bring a karban to your Hashem? You tell him, sure, no problem. I can't, but you could. Get an animal, and go to your backyard and bring a karban. So what I wanted to discuss is what happens. He calls you back, and he tells you, I'm standing by my mizbeach, and I have the carbon ready, but I just realized that I'm a Baal Mum, because I'm missing a foot. You're missing a foot? I never noticed. Yeah, really, I have a fake leg. Oh, whoa, okay. So what's your shayla? Oh, you want to know, you ought to be makrif. You're a Baal Mum. We already said that to bring a carbon that has a mum is not a problem. That's often in the Braisa. But what about if the Oivir, if the one who's doing the Avaida, this guy, is there any issues of Baal Mum? So the truth is, probably the best way to deal with the Shaila, to get further understanding the Shaila, getting closer to coming to a maskana in the Shaila. Truth is, we probably won't come out with a clear answer. But the best thing to do is to take a step back, put it in perspective, is to talk about a Yisrael, a Jew, a Yid, being makarv on a Bama. Because there were certain tekufas when Bamas were mutter. So we have to figure this out. When Bamas are mutter, let's talk about a Yid. Could he be a Bamam or can't he be a Bamam? So the first thing you have to know, it's often in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Paras Chatas, like we said, it brings all the Mishnahis. Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Beis going on to
Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It's pashut that when it comes to being makriv on a bama, a yid being makriv on a bama, even a zar can be makriv. Even a non-kayin can be makriv. That means in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, has to be a kayin. And that kayin, it's pashut, cannot be a bama. When it comes to a bama, a zar can be makriv a karbon. Now, there's a Gemara on Daf Tazayin, Amud Aleph and Zvachim. It's quite clear that by a bama, we are going to have the psul of a balmum for the Ibi. That means even though this person is not a Kayin, he's a Yisrael, he has the psul of balmum. He can't be a balmum. The same thing implies that he can't be Tamei. It's quite often in the Gemara. Daf Tazayin, Amud Aleph and Zvachim. Truthfully, I had a ha'ara on this from our parasha. Our parasha, Parasha's Emor, that we said is really the makar for Baal Mum. So if you look in the pasuk, Perich of Aleph, pasuk Tazayin, it says, "Vidaber Shalom Meishel Lemar." Then pasuk Yudzayin, "Daber Al Aroin Lemar." Speak to Aroin, saying, "What should you say to Aroin? Ish Mizaracha? Any of your children Lidoyoisam?" Asher yeah boy mum, lo yikrav lahakriv lechem aleikav. He should not go and bring lechem aleikav. He should not bring the karbanis. The pasuk is deliberately talking to Aaron and Ishmi Zaracha and his children. So simply reading the pasukim, I would think that the Baal Mum only applies to Aaron. It's a din in a kayin. So anywhere that we have a non-kayin doing hakrava, meaning by Obama, Baal Mum should not apply. But this is not the case. On Daf Zayin, it says that a Zar cannot be a Baal Mum. Oh, so we have to figure this out. Truth is, I don't really have an answer what to do with these Pesukim. The Pesukim are very mashmash, should only be Arim. But what should we, where's the Makar for this? Like, I'm not going to be able to answer why the Pesukim addressed Arim, but where does it even come from? Why should we assume, why is it that this way, that there is a psul Baal Mum by Yisrael, by a Zar? And once we figure that out, maybe we could further discuss, could a Goy get that very same Makar? So the truth is, there's no outright Makar. Doesn't seem like there is a Makar. However, I came across a Rashi. There's a Rashi that's discussing this idea, there's something called, the Gemara over there, it's on Daf Kuf Chaf and Zvachim, towards later in the parak, towards the end of Paras Chatas. The Gemara is bringing a Braisa. There's a similar thing in the Mishnah, also like a Braisa that's going on in the Mishnah. It's discussing the difference between a Bama Gedayla and a Bama Katana. A Bama Gedayla is really similar in many ways to a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash. A Bama Katana is really what we're discussing. So it's discussing the differences and has a list of differences between a Bama Gedayla and a Bama Katana. Then it says, Dvarim Sheshashvasa, I'm reading from that Braisa on the Afkuf Chaf Amar Aleph. Dvarim Sheshashvasa, a Bama Gedayla and a Bama Katana. There are things that are the same, that are similar. There are dinim that you could compare a Bama Gedayla and a Bama Katana. And part of that list, it says, Mumin, Amum. It's not 100% clear if Mumin over here is talking about Mumin in the animal. The animal can't be a Bama. That's going to be the same by Bama Gedayla and Bama Katana. Or is it talking about the person who's bringing the karbanis? We mentioned that there's a Gemara in the Aftah Zion that spoke about a Balmum being bringing a karban on a Bama. Over there, Rashi brings this braisa, and it's very mashma that the word umumin in this braisa is referring to the person bringing the karban. But either way, the question is, what's the makar? So Rashi over there says, umumin, very important words, a few important words. Umumin, diloy ashkechan disharinu bikatana. We don't find that there's a heter bikatana. This Rashi sounds like the way we do it is, so to say, backwards. We assume there's a psul unless proven otherwise. Diloy ashkechan disharinu bikatana. That means that if you look at a bama katana, and you're not sure, should it have a psul, should it have a halacha or not? Adarabba, assume it has every halacha just like the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Unless there's a specific exception that tells us, there's a pasuk that tells us that it's different. And that's the makar for Baal Mum. The makar for Baal Mum is because we don't find otherwise. There's no makar. Just you assume there's an issue unless you know otherwise. And this that is zar is taka mutter. A Yisrael is mutter to bring kabanas. Adrava, that's taka, a special drasha. It's on daf kufi yirchasam al aleph, brings psukim. How we know that a zar is mutter? So, Balmum, there's no exception. And that's the way taka, there's another rashi later on daf tazayin, later on that amud that we spoke about, daf tazayin, that also is very mashma. Rashi there, yoshiv, it's very mashma this way, that if we don't have a heter, lahedya, we assume that it's the same. We assume that there's a problem, there's a psul, unless we know otherwise. So that is the makar for a person being a Baal Mum, that the Yisrael, even though he's not a Kohen, like we said, it's shver from the psukim really, the psukim are not mashma that way, but even a Yisrael will have the halachas of Baal Mum. I saw in the Sefer Zevach Yaakov from Yaakov Lieberman, he has in the back, Dinei Bama. He says it the same way. He says very clearly that unless you have a pasuk that's being saying a heter lahedya, you should neman that it's going to be pasul, just like the Mishkan. He also saw a very similar thing in the Chazon Ish. A lashon like this in the Chazon Ish. Could be he did have a little bit of a makar for this, but that was just his, we're going to talk more about this Chazon Ish later, but he that was just like the way to go. Assume that there's a problem, unless you know Bedafka otherwise. So what does this mean? That's the Cheshbon HaDvar. But if you think about the Amkus L'chaira, we could say as follows, is Vais Dais, the nature of the Avodah of Abama is close enough to the nature of the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan as far as these Psulim. That means that the psul of Baal Mum is not stam a chayk ba'alma. The psul of Baal Mum, it matches. It makes sense that avayda should be done by someone who's not a Baal Mum. Even though I'm not explaining it, but it fits. So the avayda of a bama is close enough to the avayda of a mishkan that it also fits. It also passes. Mitzad the nature of the psul and the nature of the avayda, it passes that it should be the same. And like we're saying, it's really negay for any psulim unless there's a specific exception. That's the way we look at the hakrava of a Yisrael Zar on a Bama. So now, if we go back to our guy, you want to speak, tell your acquaintance the halacha, he's waiting on the line, he wants to know, is he allowed to bring a carbon if he's a Baal Mum? So now, it's not so simple. Because could we say the same thing? A guy bringing a carbon on a Bama, are we going to say without any makar, we're just going to give him a psul? This guy who's bringing a carbon, his avodah is so closely related to our avodah. We find two very big differences between his avodah and our avodah. One difference that we find, like we mentioned, is that the animal could be a Baal Mum, which is a major difference. The animal could be a Baal Mum, he could bring a chaya. He has a whole different type of carbon that's being brought. Does that akrava, is it ordered without a special pasuk being marbe to us that he should have a psul of Baal Mum? Would we neman that he has these psulim? Another big difference is that he is always mutter to bring a carbon. We're going to talk about this later, that this also may point in the direction that it's not the same type of thing. It's not the same type of avayda. He could always bring this carbon because it's not related to our, it's not related to the Avodah in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't really even belong at all in that place. It could be. It's not Muchach. But it also might point in the direction that it's just a whole different thing. Now we have to point out that these exceptions, that you're allowed to bring a Chaya and a Baal Mum, you can bring anything. And these exceptions that you could always be Makriv on a Baal Mum, there's no times that it's Asr. Yiddish a Karban, a Yid can't always be Makriv on a Bama. There are many times he has to be Makriv in the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, but a guy can always be Makriv on a Bama. These halachas, these exceptions, taka have psukim. So it does seem like they have Makairis in the psukim. It does seem like in order to make a leniency by the kabanas of a guy, you need psukim. That's a good point. But at the same time, we're seeing that it's strikingly different. So if that's the case, what would we say about the psul of Baal Mum? I heard a svara once. Someone told me a svara that it has to be that a guy who's Baal Mum could be makriv, his own karbonis that he was makdish, because a guy is the biggest psal, he's the biggest tirat avayda, he's the worst avid out there. It's like a culture king from Balaam. He has the biggest mum. It's not a muchach tikas svara, but it's a svara that since as an avid he is totally gone, so a mela doesn't pass from to have any other dinim in the avid. If he can bring a carbon, he can bring a carbon. Finished. Oh, so I did find something. I found, first of all, in Zevach Yaakov, he names it on, he says, Nira, seems to me, he names on that a guy could be Makiv, even though he's a Bamon. That's what he names on. That's one thing. There's no often a Gemara about this. We're going to talk later, there's some rayas from Chumash, but there's no often a Gemara about this. I also found something very nice in the Chazanish. It's going on what we said, HaKol K'shir and LaHakriv, that anything could be brought on in a Goyish Karvan. We said, Chaya, it's going on that Gemara. Chazanish says, Hainu bidin HaKravas Karban Shal B'nei Noyach. This is, with the din, it's a type of Akrava. It's called Akrava's Karban Shal B'nei Noyach. The Indian Hakrava, Hakarbanis, Nasnu Livnei Nayach, Hashem gave them the Indian of Karbanis. Like we find, Shar Shtiyak about the Rishayin, I'm paraphrasing, I'm skipping a little bit as I'm reading it. V'nayach nit stava b'hakrava sat ayim, Nayach had to bring Daka Kosher animals. To them it's mutter all to hayim. V'nira, look to Chazanish, listen to this. Diga machsheves zman lehavbu. They also won't have the following psal. They also won't have the psal of Machsheves Man. V'loy din pigel. V'loy tummy. He's adding this on to the Mishnah. To the Braisa, I mean. Where the Braisa said that Chaya and Balmum are able to be brought, he's saying, V'nira digam Machsheves Man lehavu. V'loy din pigel. V'loy tummy. They don't have any of these psalim. V'ulay, and maybe. Af lina lay possible. Even lina, even being, leaving the animal overnight. Why? Zakhtar, listen to this. Dechol dinei ha-Torah b'Sinai. Li Yisrael namru. All the dinim of the Torah that were said on our Sinai are said b'dafka to Yidin. V'Yisrael b'shas matan Torah. A Yid, there's an important thing. Stam on the side. He's saying, the Yid shouldn't get smart and think, oh, I'll bring the carbon of a guy. No. By that time, they're already done with being able to bring a carbon of Bnei Nayach. They have to bring Tzarichim Lahakrav, Temimim, Ethaminim, Nakshirim. But he's saying a very nice thing, the Chazanish. He's saying something which simply, he doesn't speak about Bamam, so I can't put this into the Chazanish saying this is what he's saying. He doesn't speak about the Hakrava, the Makr being a Bamam. But he's very clear that the direction to go, when you see in our Mishnah, that, in the Braisa, that even a Balmum could be brought, even a Chai could be brought, what you're supposed to say then, he says, V'nira, d'gam machshev ezman li'avu, v'loidin pigu, v'loidin tame, because everything was said by our Sinai to Yidin. Nayach, they don't have all these dinim. It would almost seem that Chazanish is going that it doesn't, that Balmum should, Balmum could also be Makar. That's the way I would be Naita. That if the guy, if he's still there, if he's still waiting on the line, your acquaintance, that he could bring the carbon. And that same Chazanish, he taka fears the other way, the thing that we mentioned about the carbon of a year, he says that even though even though there are times that a yid can bring karbanis, they need to do all dinim of karbanis. Unless the Torah made a meal ahedya. He makes this contrast. This is what we mentioned. The Chazanish himself says, basically, it seems the karban of a guy, assume this, it's mutter, unless you know otherwise. Carbon of a yid, assume it's us unless you know otherwise. That's the chayr will come out from the Chazanish. Oh. But now, let's look a little bit. There are some more rayas we could bring from the Torah itself, some geshmak rayas. Let's look at Noyach. There's a pasuk, Vayiveh Noyach Mizbeach LaHashem. It says later in the pasuk, Vayal Eloi Spam Mizbeach. Noyach Bar Kabaner. So we said Noyach is a guy. Earlier on in the parasha, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Pasuk says, Vayishar Ach Nayach. Ach Nayach. Nayach was left over. Ach is a miyat. Rashi says, Ach Nayach, one of the Peshatim, Yeshayimrim, She'ichem is a neslarivi kishay. It's the middle of the Rashi. He delayed bringing food to the lion, v'hikishay, and he kicked him. That's what Rashi brings from the Tanchuma. There are some Tanchumas, it's different Tchumah Nidfas, different Tanchumas that add something. Rashi doesn't bring that. Rashi didn't have that Tanchuma. Rashi doesn't bring this. But, even if you don't want to go to Tanchuma, I found it in a Medrash, Parashas Achrimais, right in the beginning of Parashas Achrimais. There's a Hemshech to this story. The lion kicked him. The lion made him ach. There's a miyat. He came out missing, lacking. He was limping. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. I'm reading from the beginning of a medrash in Parashas Achimais. Amar Rabbi Yechanan b'shem Rabbi Eliezer b'noyish Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. Noyach. Kishi yatsa min ha-teva. When he left the teva, he kisha ha-ri. A lion kicked him. Ushvari and broke him. Listen to this. V'loy ha-ya kasher la-hakrith. He wasn't kasher to bring karbonais. V'hikriv shem b'noy tachta. And Shem, his son, brought Karbanis instead of him. There we have it. We said he's a guy, and he can't bring Karbanis because he has a mom. So the chayyah, you have to call your, I'm assuming you hang up like I said, but you have to call your acquaintance back. Tell him he's like Nayach. Nayach couldn't bring Karbanis. He can't bring Karbanis. Oh, aber, geschmack is ach. We have a shtickel stira. It's Bilam. Bilam brought Karbanis. Bilam and Balak, Parshas Balak, Bilam was bringing Karbanis. If you look in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Kufay Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Bilam Chigar Baragloi, Achas Haya, he was a cripple. He was lame in one foot. He was a Baal Mum. Shenemar brings the Pasuk, Vayilach Shafi, Chulu, Nachazach, Bilam Suma Ba'achas Ne'inav Haya, he was blind in one of his eyes. Shenemar, Shesumei Hayin Ha'ayin. So Bilam was bringing karbanos on a bama, goyish karbanos, and he was a bama. So basically, to sum it up, we have a stira, bala, Bilam, and nayach. So if you look around a little bit, there's different truths and different ideas. There's really two ways to go. Either we could be madcha nayach. We'll say nayach with some sort of exception. We'll be left with Bilam. We have up and right from Bilam. You can bring karbanis, no problem. You can call your friend back, your acquaintance, you can bring a karban. We have the other way also, Mr. Shem, we're going to say a pshat, that if you're madcha Bilam, for some reason Bilam was bringing karbanis, even though he was a balmon, but the ikr is like nayach, so then it will come out that your friend cannot bring karbanis. But really we have a big sphere. So the rugged shaver nems on for a pashtas. He brings the Gemara to Zion that we said that Yisrael, who's bringing on a Bama, can't be a Bama. He names it on for a Pashtus. And Mela, he's bothered. Bilam and Balak, how could Bilam bring a Karban if he was a Bama? Adrab, he's naming on, if you want another Makar, he's naming on Halacha Maisa, that a guy cannot bring a Karban on a Bama if he's a Bama. So what should we do with Bilam? He says a Geshmak Ezach. It says the Bilam was Chigar Baraglai, right? He had an issue with his foot. Like it says in the Pasuk, Vayilach Shefi. So what does Shefi mean? Vayilach Shefi. Bilam went Shefi. So if you look around in the Mefarshim, there's many, many, many Pshatim what Shefi means. The Ragat Shavah says, I don't have it in front of me, but I think he says something like Shefi is Benachas. He went calmly. Why did he go calmly? He's up there. Because Chiger Beragloi is not for sure Bamum. Doesn't make you Bamum for sure, make you Pasul for Abayda. It depends if it's Nicker or not. The Shefi means he went slowly. You know why he went slowly? He didn't want anybody to be able to see his mum. Geschmack. He was trying to make it that his mum should be unnoticeable. That way it wouldn't be nicker. So he made sure to walk slowly. But then he works it out. It's not so simple because then he became a Shasumi, not Ha'ayin. And that happened a little later. It's because of something that he said. It happened in the parasha. And after that, Zok the Ragachover, after that, Balak was Makar. It wasn't Bilam. So Zoch Yaakov also, he brings us in Haggah. Over there, where he's handling whether a guy could be a guy on a bama, could he be a bama or not? So he handles that it could be Bilam only did the shechita and shechita is kasher bizarre even in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, even for sure kasher, it could be kasher with a bama as well. and maybe Bullock did the actual Hakrava. So he has Eitzus, these are Eitzus to get out of Bilam, that we see Bilam who is a Balmon bringing Karbanis. We'd be left with Nayach, and Kabbais would be left that it is a problem. But I want to suggest the Malach the other way. Like I started off that really, meaning going a few steps back, that that's a more naita to say that a guy could be Makrib even though he's a Balmon. Like we said, like from the direction of the Chazanish, even though it's not Muchach, direction of the Chazanish. So, the Shaila is, if we want to go in that direction, Bilam would be a Gishmak Araya. But Noyach is Shver, it's Mamish, it's Lahedya in the Medrash. Noyach, he is a Balmum, and shame his son, had to be Makrib instead of him. So what could we say? How could we get out of this Raya, this straight out Raya from Noyach? There's a Karen Aya in Zvachim, Daf Kufta Svavam Beis, Teich Dvarav over there. He asks a Kasha, a very, very striking Kasha. He's never going like the Pirush Mishnayis LaRambam, that when it says, Ad Shalei Hukam HaMishkan, that was the Gemara we started with, the time period, the Tekufa, before the Mishkan was put up. It says of the Abam Yisutaris, V'avoida B'Bechayis. Let's name on like the Pirush Mishnayis LaRambam. The Avoida B'Bechayis means all the way back. Noyach, Adam, from Adam Arishan, the Avoida was always B'Bechayis. Frak the Karen Ayur, why did that change? Back then, we have these two time periods of going and bringing Karbanis. We have back then, so to say historically, Ashutukamishkan. And we're saying even Bizman is that, it's Halach Lamais, it's not so common, but it's Halach Lamais, the guy can be Makab Karbon. So why did it change? Bizman is that, it doesn't have to be a Bechar. How do you know Bizman that doesn't have to be Bechar? The Karen Ayur names it on. I think there's a Gishmak Araya, because when we had that story, that the Karbon was being arranged, Rabbi Yaakov Ifra Hormuz, she sent the carbon, and Rava arranged the carbon for her, and he said, go find these bachrim that are the same age. He didn't say find a bachar. So it doesn't seem like it applies as man as that. The Karnari names on for a pashas. Bachayres, it doesn't have to be a firstborn bringing a carbon. But he asks that back then, those guyim back then, it had to be a bachar. He asked it as a kasha. I ain't showing exactly what he says, but he's bribing this way. The point should be well taken. Back then, I think he's coming out this way. You can see what he says, but he definitely has this thing that he's noticing. That it used to be in the times of Noach, Adam, Cain, Hevel, back then it had to be a Bechar bringing a carbon. There was a din. Who should bring the carbon? A Bechar. There was a specific person. You could almost say, simply speaking, they needed a Cain. Who was the Cain? The Cain was the Bechar. They needed a special person. But Bizman Azeh, that all changed. Any guy, the youngest in the family, no matter who, he can bring a carbon. Any guy can bring a carbon. What happened? What's this change? Why back then was it like that? That Bechayis had to bring, and today not. It's a good question. We're going to try to say a little Hezber, but even without the Hezber, before the Hezber, assuming this is the Halacha that's true, we already see a very big difference between Noyach and Bizman Hazeh. We see that there was a change. And the change was concerning Dinam of the Oved, Dinam of the one doing Avaida, that back then we needed a Kayin. We needed a Bechar, a Kayin. So maybe he also couldn't be a Balmum. It would pass. It makes sense. If Noyach was doing the Hakrava of a Bechar, maybe he couldn't be a Balmum. Bizman Hazeh, we're not doing that Hakrava. Any guy, your acquaintance, he's doing that Hakrava that even any guy could do. Maybe he doesn't have to be a Balmum. This would be the Chaya, a very logical thing, that we're seeing more Dinim. It's, we saw Kulis by the carbon of a guy, but we saw a Chumra, so to say. We saw Kulis, but we saw that it had to be a Bechar. Maybe a Balmum, it can't be a Balmum also. But Zmana said, there's no Din Bechar. It changed. So there's no Din Balmum. There are those that are mefakfik about this because they say the din bechar is not really a real din bechar. We have a raya from the Gemara, and bechar is asked how can be worked out. It's not so simple. Why, if it's mashma over there, that the bechar didn't really start till we have the kedusha that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeeming the bechayrim in Mitzrayim. So how do you have a bechar before that happened? It's taka discussion by itself. It's not so simple. However, l'chayra, seen from the Karanaya, I think that's the shmoyis of this Karanaya, that it was a real din. It wasn't just a maschus, a preference, it's nice. It sounded like l'chayra was a real din. The Karanaya about Varnes, he says, you know, Bishlama Yid on Obama doesn't have to be a Bukhar. That's because the Pasuk itself, it's Taka Drash on the Chufi Ches, where it brings the Makar that even a non-Kayan can bring Karbanas on Obama. Taka says, maybe you would think Libai Kiddush Bukharis. And that, there's another drasha. You think you need a bechar. There's a drasha, but a guy doesn't have that drasha. That's what the Karanai's part of the Karanai's question. So why should it have changed? But the point is, that sounds like from the Karanai, that it's a real din bechaya. And I wanted to read to you a medrash, which also, to me, seems to point in the direction that it's a real din bechar that was going on back then. Interesting, because there's ways to bring rias from this medrash the other way, but this way, it seems to me, the very geshmak of medrash in Parashat Bamidbar. The Medrash over there, Kaches HaLevi'im. The Pesukim are talking about the fact that the Levi'im are becoming the important ones when it comes to Avodah. Adar Abba, they're replacing the Bechayim. Amar Rabbi Seinu, Lama Tziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lifta Yis Bechayim Yisrael BaLevi'im. Why are we being paid to the Bechayim with Levi'im? So it's going through the history of Bechayim. It says, Shebetchila Hayu Abechayir Mishamshin. It used to be the Bechayirs that the Avodah actually Amat Shevet Levi. I'm going to read this Medrash to you a little bit. I'll skip out some, but I'll try to read parts of it. You're going to see what I want to bring out from here is that the Din Bechar just flowed smoothly right into Shevet Levi that we have today. Shevet Levi that we have today is a real Din. The Din Leviim, the Din Kehanim. It's Ma'akev. You need a Kayan. It's a real din, it's not just like the schus or something. And it sounds like it's interchangeable. It started with Bechayris, and it turned into Levi. K'mashe shenin Rabbi Seinu, and it brings our Mishnah, our Raisa. Ad shalai hukam ha-mishkan ha-yu ha-bama yismutarais. Va-avoida bi-bechayris. This is a raya, a smach to the Pirish Mishnah Yisla Rambam, who learns that the Mishnah is going all the way back from the Rishon. Because it's going to say as follow. V'seidu l'cha, I skipped a little bit, shalai ha-bechayris, makriv and ad shalai amad. Shivtei Shalevi, why? Tail mitchilas b'riyas shalaylam. Go back to the beginning of b'riyas ha'ilam. Adam rishon hayu b'chayrei shalaylam. And he brought a carbon. He brings psukim. And he also says that Adam rishon had big day kahuna. Big day shvach hayu b'chayrei b'chayrei shvach shepen. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made from the pasuk v'yas Hashem alikim l'adam l'ishtei kosnei s'ar v'yal b'shem. When Adam died, Masaran l'sheis. He gave it over to Sheis. The big day kahuna. Sheis Masara and Lumisu Shalach. When Lumisu Shalach died, he gave it to Noyach. Amad Noyach, the Hikr of Karbon. Shenamar. Vayikach, we call Abahima, Tahira. Ah. Meis Noyach gave it to Shem. In fact, the Medrash, Vichy Shem Hayy Bechar. Vala Yafes Hayy Bechar. Yafes was the Bechar. And the Medrash doesn't answer why Shem brought, even though he wasn't the Bechar. But it sounds like everybody else on the list, Noyach, Lumisu Shalach, they were all Bechayrim. It had to be a Bechar. And it goes weiter. Meis, shame, umesar la Avram. V'chi Avram ha'yi Bechar? Elof, meis ha'yi tzadik, nimsur alay. Ha'bechayr v'hikr. Meis Avram, umesar la Yitzchak. Amad Yitzchak, umesar la Yaakov. V'chi Yaakov Bechar ha'ya, elof shak. Meitish and tol Yaakov, and Esav Arma. Medrash keeps on going. Medrash comes out that it was time Rachman al-Tzlan, they were doing the Chet Ha'egel, Vayashkimu mimacharas, and who did that? Akraba the Bechayim. Hashem said, oh, you're doing that Aveira, the Bechayim are the ones doing that. Ani nasati, pray kabila Bechayis, Vasisi yaisan gedaylim ba'ilam. I made them so great. V'chafrubi, v'andu v'kribu l'fnei ha'egel, the Bechayim brought to the Egel, hani arei ani moitzis ha'bechayis u'machris v'nei Levi. The Bechayis go out, and Levi comes in. That's what happened. It led all the way up to the Chet Ha'egel, the Bechayis did the Chet Ha'egel, and then it went over to Levi. So Adrabba, I saw that if people want to ask, that you see from this Medrash, that you didn't have to be a real Bechar back then. Right? Because Shane wasn't a real Bechar. Avram wasn't a real Bechar. So I say it wasn't a real Din Bechara. But really, the Bechara is the opposite. It seems like this Din was a real Din. It mentions Big Day Kahuna. We see that the Din led right into the Hakrava of Bnei Levi. But the point is, Bechara, there is such a tzad to go this way. There was a real Din Bechar. Assuming there's a real Din Bechar, So we have this point that back then, in Parshas Noach, back then there was a din bechar. Noach was doing a din bechar, akrava bechar. So maybe he couldn't be a bamam. As man hazeh, it's not that way. Ah, so maybe we could say a shtickle hezber in this, kishmaka hezber actually, that efshir, it's based on a Raj Amyuch. I saw this from some, when in my search, someone showed this too. There's a Rajba. Amyuchas la Rajba Menachas. There's Gemara Menachas, Vav. That the Gemara is humbling. I'm not gonna go over the whole Gemara, but the Gemara is trying to learn something out of a Bama. A Kula from Bama. So Vanilif mi Bama. Rashi over there doesn't, when it says learn from a Bama, it doesn't just say learn from a regular Bama. He says, learn from a Bama, actually Hilkama Mishkan. So effectively, why are we learning from that Bama? There's Bamas that happened later in Klai Yisrael, even after Shulchan Aruch Mishkan. Why are we learning from Bama Badafka earlier? So he says like this, he says, one may have said, this is only a Havmina, I know, I'm just taking out the concept, I'm borrowing something from the Rajba. One may have said, Zakhtar, that you can't bring a riot to any Kulas that you find in Bamas after Shulchan Aruch Mishkan. Because why were Bamas mutter? Because it must be that it's not really a Vaida. Because you have to avoid in the Mishkan now. So why are we letting someone do avoid now in the Mishkan? It must be that after Shukma Mishkan, Obama wasn't considered avoid even. But before then, there was no Mishkan. So Kabi, it was a real avoid. The Rajb is telling us an unbelievable thing. If you want to take the Rajb very far, it comes out. Before there was a Mishkan, so every Obama was a Mishkan. I mean, a father not. But like almost. Kabi Yachl in some way. Not Kabi Yachl, whatever, in some way. It's like you're building a Baba Gedayla. It's an amazing thing because you had to have the highest form of Avaida and it wasn't the Mishkan, so everybody could do it. Maybe that's why it was Avaida Bebechayres. Rashba doesn't say this, and maybe that's why you can't be a Baal Mum. We see another thing in the Rashba that he's understanding that it passes more to have a Heter Habamais if the thing that's Mutter is not really Avaida. Which this may be why a Goyish Avaida is always Mutter. Because it's less avoda. I'm making madrigas. The Rashi doesn't say this, but this would be maybe a reason why actually hukama mishkan b'chayres b'alimumen there'll be all these dinim because it had a din of a bama, of like a bama gedela, so to say, of like a mishkan. But afterwards, when there was a mishkan, everything else was more of like a, you know, a subcategory. Even though, like we said, there's a svara that by a yid it will have grace and madrigas. I'm not taking the Rashi all the way. It's not avoda, but at the same time, this that it lost kahuna and might have to do with that. But let's not talk about the Yiddish Hakava now. Let's say somehow we're not going to go with the Rashi with Lagabi that, because Rashi is just a Havmina. Yiddish Hakava is very high up. But a Goyish Hakava might be mamish down to the bottom. That's why it's always mutter. Let's just do a quick summary. We were trying to figure out for our friend, our acquaintance, a guy, whether he's allowed to be, we know he's allowed to be Makar of a Karban, but could he be a Baal Mum or can't he be a Baal Mum? So we took a step back and we said that a Yid, Bizman Heter Abamais, when he's Makar on Abama, even though Yisrael could be Makar, but a Baal Mum cannot be Makar. What's the Makar for that? And the Makar for that is a Svaradik Makar, because his Avaida is so closely related to the Avaida of a Mishkan, that's why he has all the Psulim. We said it's not so simple to say that by a guy, because a guy we see has striking differences, he could even bring a Chai and a Oif. We said from the Chazon Ish, if we wanted to be Naita, that a guy does not have to worry about being a Baal Mum. But we said, Noach, we see from Noach, you can't not be a Baal Mum. We see from Bilam, you could be a Baal Mum. So either we could be Madche Bilam, that we could say that by Bilam, really, he wasn't really being Makav. And really, we should go with Noach, that a guy cannot be Makav if he's a Baal Mum. But we wanted to be Madche Noach now. We wanted to say, hold him shot. Noach's the exception. A other guy could be Makav. But Noach was by the Tekufa, Kaidem, much earlier, Shukam HaMishkan, and we're saying, and where there was a halacha, Avayda B'Bechayres, there's Avayda B'Bechayres, it can't be a Baal Mum. And we're saying a Hezber, that maybe back then it was different because there was no Mishkan. I just wanted to end off with a Geshmak Azach. It's not a nice thing that I once heard. B'Shem Rishim Shemminkis. Rishim Shemminkis said, what would happen if someone would prove to him that really, Rishim Shemminkis himself was a guy? He proved to him, Echveis, there was a grandmother up the line who Be'etzim was a guy. And really, Rosh Hashanah himself is a guy. What would he do? So of course, he'd go running to Beis Din, and he would want to become a ger immediately. But he said, on the way, he would do two things. What would he do? He would do kida, which means he would bow down on all fours, on all the way down on the floor. He would bow down a full bowing, which is something that's usher for us to do. This man has the Adir Abana. And another thing that he would do is he would quickly go be makir b'karban on a bama. The Gelegenheit to be makir b'karban, a guy could be makir b'karban. If you find that he's a guy, you go and quickly be makir b'karban on a bama. And then, Dr. B'Shem Shem, he would go run and be magai as quick as possible. I thought this was an unbelievable thing, an unbelievable lesson. Rav Shimshon Pinkus is walking around feeling that he's missing because he can't bring a karban. The she'ifas, to be able to have that tire on, that madriga of kirbat Hashem, to be able to bring a karban. And he always felt it. That if chas v'shalom, he wouldn't ask for this, but he would find out that he was a guy, he'd quickly chap rein and bring a karban.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.